Welcome to the Destiny Church and Throne podcast. We pray this stirs you into a deeper relationship with Jesus and equips you to live a heaven on earth lifestyle daily. Enjoy.
Make eye contact with everyone in the room. Love you guys. Man, that was so awesome. That was so encouraging. I love prophecy. Don't you love prophecy? It builds the body. Like it makes us feel like we're one, you know? Like, I don't know. It's just... It's inexplainable, but is it possible that we could turn on the regular lights and turn off these lights? Thank you. So I don't really feel, I'm sorry if I'm breathing in the mic like an English bulldog. it's not on purpose. I'm so sorry. Are we recording this? Okay. I'm so sorry for those of you listening to the podcast. But anyways, man, God is so good. He's so good. Sorry, I just need to get my attention on what I'm supposed to be doing right now. I have not shared, like, I haven't got on the mic and, like, shared any, like, teaching or anything in quite some time. And so I was sitting there thinking, I was like, do I even know what I'm doing? Do I remember how to do this? But, you know, I think that's kind of a good place to be in when we're kind of dependent on him, you know? And so... have your way, Holy Spirit. We trust you. And so tonight, I don't really feel like this is much of a teaching, more of like a just, I want to share my heart. I want to share like what the Lord's been doing and teaching me in the secret place. I just kind of want to kind of open the door of my intimate time with the Lord and kind of just let you guys in. It's going to be a lot about trusting God. And in that area, something the Lord's really been talking to me a lot about is like resisting pressure. And whenever I say pressure, I mean like anything that tries to keep us from trusting in the Lord. Like anything we feel like that wall or that hallway, like you were talking about, like it's getting smaller and smaller. And it's like that can be like, you know, your finances, your health, your family, you know, like whatever you're going through. I feel like we're always going through something, right? And it's like in this hallway, we'll call it, it's always the place where fear tries to reside and take up residence, you know, and it kind of puts pressure on us to kind of get our eyes off of the Lord and put them on ourselves, our situation, our circumstance. And so I just want to talk about just kind of resisting those things. Just a little background about me, as a lot of you probably know. And Brandy, when you were sharing with me your testimony, that's why I was like, I feel a lot of what you're saying. But back before Christ and, like, growing up, I struggled really bad with, like, self-esteem and, like, insecurity, like all the things. Like, I always felt like I was the most unseen, insignificant person in any room I was in. And I always had, like, this huge fear of failure and, like, this fear of, like, missing it. And so that followed me into, once I got saved, like, a lot of that still, like, kind of hung, you know, clung to me. And so my beginning years of following the Lord, like, I really didn't believe in myself. I feel like I had nothing to offer. Like, oh, you want a prophetic word? Go ask that guy. You know, go ask Johnny. He hears from the Lord, you know? And so I put a lot of pressure on myself that I'm supposed to perform in some sort of way that the Lord was never calling me to do. There was this one instance, and I just think about this all the time, and it's funny to me now, but we used to, there was this individual who would, he was like known as a prophet, and we highly respected him. He was absolutely amazing. But we'd go to these meetings and things, and he had a church, and we'd go to his church meetings, and he was very bold. He was prophesying like super accurate stuff, and it was just like, wow, you know, like this guy really knows the Lord's heart. And I remember one day we went to one of his services because he actually asked Johnny to come minister. And so we went over there, and the whole time, like, I was just feeling like this, like, resistance in my spirit. Like, I just felt uncomfortable. I was like, Johnny's ministering. I hope they don't, like, try to pull on me, you know? Like, I back in the day, I used to have that fear all the time. Like, they're going to try to get me to do something. And we get to his church, and just like the Holy Spirit was kind of preparing me for, he walked straight up to me. He looks me right in the eye and said, hi, Karen. I was like, hello, you know? And he's like, we're going to let God have his way today, right? And I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, I was wrapped in fear. I was like, yes, sir. Yes, sir, we are. And he said that in, like, such a way that kind of at first it was, like, the fear of the Lord, you know? But it put me in a position to where it was like, I'm just going to do this, because it was probably from the fear of man, honestly. But I think what ended up happening, if I remember correctly, he just asked me to like come up to the front and share, and I did. And all I did was honor the pastor. And it was like as simple as that. And I don't think anybody ever probably even remembers it. Nobody batted an eye. But I partnered with this pressure that the Lord never put on me. I put on myself. You know, and so here I was carrying something I was never called to carry. And the Lord is so good, because it was like nothing became of it. This man was honored. But saying all that to say, like, I understand pressure. Like, I understand, like, partnering with things that we don't have to partner with. But a lot of times the enemy kind of blows them up and makes us feel like it's so much bigger than it is, you know. And so partnering with pressure or resisting pressure. I'd rather call it that. I don't want to call it partnering with pressure. But one thing about partnering, or like yielding, submitting ourselves to pressure, is it will rob the room of a Holy Spirit movement like that. Like so quickly. It's impossible to yield to man or to yourself and to the Lord at the same time. Like, I can't do what I want to do and what God is calling me to do, unless it's the same thing. You know, that's different. If we're, you know, staying in that place of relationship with him, I do believe that we begin to have his heart and know his heart and feel his heart and release his heart on the earth. But I'm talking about like if he's calling me to do something out of my comfort zone, but it's like, no, I'm going to stay over here where it's comfortable. Like, that will rob the room of an amazing encounter, like, super quickly. I've seen it happen so many times. And that's why a lot of times we see, like, extravagant worship is like, can be a breeding ground where, like, miracles happen, you know? It's because we're willing to kind of, like, step out of self and partner with the Lord. I've been in so many church services where it's like, well, a great example would be, like, on the worship team, it's like, someone will release a song, and it's like, it wasn't a planned song, it's a spontaneous song, and you're like, don't know what I'm singing, but I'm going to sing it, and then all of a sudden, it might not make sense to our flesh, but the room starts having an encounter with the Lord, you know? It's like, the Lord is calling us out of our comfort zones in order to partner with him, because he's just amazing. But anyways, it's impossible to yield to man and to God at the same time. We can either do it our way and stay in our comfort zone, or we can choose to trust the Lord at a moment's notice and yield to what he's wanting to do. That's what I want to do. The most incredible encounters with the Lord usually happen with acts of obedience and sacrificial submission. That's sacrificial submission, which is obedience, you know? And I look at submission, that willingness to come under the authority of what he's wanting to do. You know, and that starts when we first say yes to Jesus. Like, with the moment we said, okay, Lord, I'm going to follow you, you know, I give you my life, you know, that's when submission begins. And it's like, but that's something we have to steward. That stewardship is so big in our walk with Christ. Like, it's a continual thing. There's always something to steward. There's always something to say yes to. Each and every day we have the opportunity to make a choice, to, you know, to submit and to say, Lord, like, I'm cut a little bit away today, you know, because he's going to keep perfecting us until we meet him face to face. Thank you, Lord. I can say in this season, I have felt such a, and I say season, I like probably in the past year, I felt such an increase with like feeling like pressure in my own life. And I find that partnering with it usually leads me feeling to like the need to carry things on my own. And yeah, I don't even realize I'm doing it. But it's like sooner or later, I'm no longer relying on Jesus, who wants to take these things and carry them for us, like we were talking about earlier, you know. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. Like, he wants to carry these things. But when we submit to pressure, we begin to, oh, I got to take it upon myself, you know. Like, this is for me to carry. This isn't for him to carry. And then we find ourselves assuming this false responsibility. And rather than sitting in sonship, we begin sitting and walking and performing like a slave. you know. And so partnering with pressure robs us of our identity. It robs us of our seat at the table. And now, because our eyes are on ourselves, because that is another thing about, like, the pressure of, like, feeling like you have to perform, you have to do things, you have to, you know, take it upon yourself, what Christ already accomplished. It's like, well, I'm going to take that and put it on me because I'm feeling unworthy or I'm feeling some type of way. Like, I need to carry these things. And now I'm feeling inadequate and I'm feeling like I have to, like, prove myself, not even to the Lord, but to myself, just to be able to feel like I deserve to sit at the table. Has anybody felt that before? Like, is that just, okay. But it's like, I see, like, pressure, like, partnering with pressure, like, it's just the enemy's way of trying to get us off the table. It's like, here, no, come over here and start sweeping the floor with the slaves. You know, you need to do something because you're not feeling like you have anything worth. And the truth is, like, even if we never do another righteous thing, like, we still have a seat because Christ already paid for it. You know, like he with his blood, he paid for our seat at the table. And so it's the enemy and the lies partnering with the pressure as well, you know, saying, like, you're missing it. You're going to fail. You're going to do all these things. And now, you know, that grace is lifted off of your life. And those are some of the common pressures, like, I have experienced in my life for sure, is, like, missing it. Like, have you ever not come up here during our activations because you're like, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it, you know, like, you already tap out. It's like, I don't hear from the Lord, you know, and it's like, rather than just, like, trusting, like, Lord, I'm just going to trust that you're saying mayonnaise right now, you know, and and even if you miss it, it's not like he's up in heaven thinking, like, I hope they stone her, you know, you know, I hope they stone them. No, he's probably, like, a proud dad, like, you know, I'm glad you did it. We went to, our kids were playing basketball this season, and our son, like, it was our daughter's first year to play, but both of them would just do things that were, like, they would foul and stuff, and it was like, we knew that they were doing what they shouldn't be doing in the game, but at the same time, you're cheering for them because, like, you're making an effort, you know? And I just think about that, like, with our father, you know, like, how he's cheering us on, like, like, just make the effort, you know? Like, just trust in me. Just trust, you know? But another common pressure, fear of failure. I feel like that's big in the church, you know? Or big even, like, you know, just in the body. Like, might as well not even try because I'm probably going to fail anyways, you know? And then the pressure of performance. That's probably the biggest one I have seen, especially among, like, leaders, you know. It's like, I have to have it all together, you know. I felt that so many, like, people come to me with their problems, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I probably got more problems than you. That sounds terrible. I don't mean it like that. But I mean, like, on the inside, you're thinking, like, I feel, like, unworthy to help, you know. And it's like, well, it's not about my worthiness. It's about his worthiness. You know, it's just about my willingness to say, I don't have it all together, Jesus, but you do. And so you can use my hands, you can use my heart, you can use my feet, you know, and, you know, I'll love this person for you, and you can love them through me. And so those are some common pressures that I see and I've experienced. And one thing that's, like, a common denominator with, like, each of these things is they all come from a place of eyes on me. Like, my eyes aren't on Jesus, my eyes are on me. And if my eyes are on me, I'm going to miss it every time. You know, I probably will fail. I probably will have to perform, you know, because there's no anointing. We need the anointing, right? We need the love of Christ running through us. And so it all comes from a place of having our eyes on ourselves and on our own efforts. But thank God, you know, through Christ and his strength, we can do everything that he's called us to do, you know, because his grace empowers us. His grace is sufficient. We weren't created to do this without him, you know. Me and Nicole were actually having a talk yesterday, and we were talking about, like, we can think we are doing things with God and then look back and be like, I was not doing that with him at all, you know? It's like, did I submit this to the Lord? Did I put this under the authority? Did I pray, you know, pray about this? Did I take this to him in the secret place? You know, and it's like he wants to do these things with us. Like he, that's what marriage does. That's marriage covenant, you know. It's like we're going to build a life together. We weren't meant to do it on our own. We weren't meant to do it without him. And so by submitting ourselves, you know, we're saying, Lord, I want to do it your way. You know, I want to come under your authority. And the beautiful thing about his authority is already like, it's finished. You know, like there's nothing else he has to obtain or achieve. Like he's it. And so we just come under it, come in agreement with it. And so if you're in a place where you're finding yourself submitting to pressure, you know, or feeling like bound to pressure, number one, know this is exactly where the enemy wants you. Because more than likely, if you feel like you're in a place of being like pressured, you know, feeling pressure in your heart or like you have to do something, you're probably feeling overwhelmed and inadequate, probably feeling like you have to do something, you know, to gain that seat at the table. So it's the enemy. Know that. And number two, just get your eyes back on Jesus. Simple as that. You know, do whatever it takes. And something I think about, like, when I get my eyes on Jesus, I'm like, okay, back to first base, you know. Back to first base. When things were, like, simple. Like, when you first fall in love with the Lord, it's like, what did you do? You know? I would sing to him. I would talk to him. I tell Johnny this all the time, or I've told him many times, he knows, but I used to, like, whenever I first came to the Lord and I was trying to learn about, like, how to build a relationship with him, I'd, like, sit on my bed at the end of the day and I'd be like, Lord, today, you know, and I'd just, like, go through my whole day. Today I went to the store, this happened, and it was kind of corny. It was very corny, but I know he loved it, and it taught me to, like, include him in my life, like, to do life with him. And then it got to where I would get home and I'd be like, oh, my goodness, Lord, guess what happened? Like, he wasn't there, you know? And so do the simple things that seem kind of silly if it gets your eyes on Jesus, right? There's many times I would sit at my kitchen table and I would hold my hand out trusting that his hand was in my hand, and I would have coffee and communion with him. I would have breakfast with him. And so it's like, it's those little things that stir up love within us, you know? Just have the faith for it and like trust that he's there with you. He's meeting you where you're at. But if you're feeling pressure, get your eyes on Jesus, like whatever the cost, even if it's silly, you know? He's so good. The next thing is like look for opportunities to partner with God. Like if you're feeling pressure, then you're feeling like you have to do something on your own. Well, Lord, thank you for highlighting this to me. Now, what can I do with you that we can do together so I'm relying on you and not on self? Because submission to the Lord always brings growth and it always brings deliverance. Ask the Lord for opportunities, you know. Like look for them. Like, don't just be like, Lord, you know, I want to grow. I want freedom in this area. I'm feeling a lot of pressure because of XYZ. And then look for opportunities, you know. Like, position yourself to grow. I feel like this is very short, but almost done. Just to kind of wrap it up, I guess. And just remind and encourage you guys that, like, no matter, like, what season you're in, he is still who he is. Like, he doesn't change. Like, and I know that's something we know, but I feel like sometimes we just need to hear these things. But, like, he is who he is no matter who I am. If I'm a brat tomorrow, he's still good. Like, if I'm finding myself walking around the same mountain next week, he is still the deliverer. If I'm in a bad mood, he is still joy and perfect love, you know? And so not saying that's like an excuse to stay in things like that, but it's also just like knowing that like he's good and he wants to bring us out of those things. Like he's always the deliverer, you know? And so there's no reason we should be bound. You know, that can be very convicting. You know, like there's no reason I have to be stuck in these things because he's everything I need. And so it's on me. If I'm not choosing to partner with freedom and joy and love and all these things, then that's on me because I know who he is, right? And so I want a big one. I wrote this one down. Even if you're struggling with patience, he is still patient with you. I feel like that's me in this season. I feel like I'm so impatient. But yeah, he is. He's patience. He's patient with me. And he's trustworthy. He's trustworthy. So even when we have a hard time trusting him in those areas where we're feeling the pressure, like, he's trustworthy. And so, thank you, Lord. But he wants to be the infrastructure of our life. Like, he wants everything within us to be built upon him. And that's how it should be. And if you've ever built anything upon the intimacy you have with him, then you understand why. And you know, like, it becomes like this unshakable, unquenchable just desire inside of you, where you know that nothing else satisfies. He is the satisfaction that we long for, and he longs to be the center. John Daniels posted something on Instagram today, and it was, he said, doing Christian stuff will never be a substitute for Christ himself. I love that. Because, like, loving Jesus is so much simpler, like, when we just choose to get to know him as a person. Like, it makes it, like, to where it's not about, like, okay, I have to love him because he says love me. Like, that's the greatest commandments, is to love the Lord and love others as you love yourself. And it's like, I don't want to love him from a place of just being obedient so I can get a ticket into heaven. Like, I want to know him. Like, this is the husband. This is our husband as a bride. Like, he is the one that we were created for. And it's like, if I'm called to love him, then I want to know him, you know? And so, yeah. That's just about all I got. Johnny, you said something when you were talking about loving like Jesus. And I did want to repeat this just because I feel like it's so powerful. But you mentioned, and you're coming from the context of Jesus, like the religious leaders talking to Jesus, like sharing the law with him, and Jesus was able to pretty much shut them down. But you said, love will cause the law to lose its authority. Love causes the law to lose its authority. And that's because he fulfilled the law. Love fulfilled the law. And so striving to perform all these things, get your check marks for being like a good follower, all those things take the back seat when you truly love him. And so there's no pressure to perform in his love. His love made all, you know, the law move all, lose all of its authority. And so I guess just to wrap it up saying, trust him. Don't give in to pressure, whether it's performance, financial pressures, you know, pressure to feel like you have to be somebody you're not. Like, I feel like there is such, like, especially like in Western culture, I don't know how other cultures are, but this is how here it is in America since I'm here all the time. But it's like, I know, I'm sorry, I said that and I immediately was like, I don't know what it's like in Eastern cultures. I've never been there. But I know from being a Western citizen that there is a lot of glamour in the church, you know, and it can be easy to come under that pressure as well, you know, feeling like even today I was feeling pressure trying to come up with, I was like, Lord, I feel like I'm supposed to bring some really mighty revelation, you know? Like, I was submitting to that pressure. Like, I had to give something that was going to be like Chris Valentin or Bill Johnson, and everybody was going to fall out because they couldn't believe the revelation I had, you know? And I felt like the Lord was like, I just want you to talk to him about what I've been talking to you about. And so I had to humble myself and be like, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you in this, you know? And so there's pressure everywhere we look, like everywhere. And so let's just pray. I want to pray over you guys. God, you're